Alana Pugh Jones is the country director of Higher South Africa, and she's also just been elected president of the KwaZulu-Natal Jewish Board of Deputies. So how does she juggle it all, and what's it like working at the crossroads of refugee rights and Jewish community life? Well, Alana, thank you so much for joining us on the line. You're leading Higher South Africa and, as I mentioned, also now the KwaZulu-Natal Jewish Board of Deputies. When you wake up each morning, which hat do you put on first? Or are they really one and the same?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show this afternoon, Paula. I really appreciate it. And yes, it's almost one and the same. As a person who has had a history working in the Jewish community and in social justice, and now as country director of Higher South Africa, so many of the values that we bring from our traditions and from our religion are put into practice in the work that we do in terms of this, the social justice initiatives. So it's the same hat in many, many ways.
As I was reading out just before I started the interview, Highest has this beautiful origin, and it's a story rooted in Jewish migration. What does it mean to carry that legacy forward here in South Africa with all its own migration challenges?
Oh, that's a great question. It's so important to carry that forward. And that's why Highest for many years had wanted to open an operation here in South Africa and had a relationship with the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Whenever Highest would come and visit, the board would help set up meetings with the refugee community. But they really wanted to have an office here in the country. Our community, as we know, comes from a history of fleeing persecution from Eastern Europe and from other parts of the world. So much of the stories of modern day refugees, asylum seekers, and displaced people in South Africa echo what our great grandparents and grandparents had gone through. And it speaks so much, again, to those Jewish values that are rooted in our texts and in our traditions in terms of Tzedek and Tikkun Olam. So it was important to bring that home. And Highest, as an international organization that has operations around the world, wanted to make sure that when we came into South Africa, we weren't recreating the wheel, but we were looking to see where there were critical gaps in the refugee sector and how we could capacitate and help resource and assist in those spaces. So that's what we've done.
So what were those gaps, and what does Highest do in South Africa?
Right. Well, Highest has a number of signature programs that they run in the operations around the world. Here in South Africa, one of the fantastic things we have going for us is such a vibrant civil society. And there have been organizations working in the refugee sector for decades that have a lot of expertise and contacts. So we wanted to make sure when we came to the country that we had an indirect implementation approach using localization. So creating partnerships with already existing NGOs and helping them with the work that they do to expand that, to put in place new projects. And obviously the need here in South Africa, sadly, is great, and it's only growing in terms of the problems that the refugee, asylum seeker, and displaced persons community are facing. So we decided to start off with a focus on legal protection, because access to documentation is just so difficult, and it's so crucial for people who are foreign nationals in the country. If you don't have the correct documentation, it affects your ability to access healthcare, education, economic livelihoods, and so on. So that was a main focus. And for that, we had a partnership with Lawyers for Human Rights and ProBono.org, which are both national organizations, very well respected. And we've been running various projects with them, including free refugee legal help desks. We've been running child protection practitioner workshops through Lawyers for Human Rights with a special eye on refugee and asylum seeker and displaced children. And then also attorney training workshops, helping attorneys in South Africa who do not study refugee law at universities here, but who would want to maybe give their pro bono hours to the refugee community. So we've been putting trainings together for them so that they have the knowledge and skills to be able to do that. And then also we saw a huge need in terms of advocacy. And as we know, we have a huge issue in this country with xenophobia and Afrophobia, which is deeply entrenched in our government structures and also socially. And we see it also on social media. And so we wanted to get involved there and to join the networks and the initiatives and to help maybe networks and forums that were operating in silos to be brought together. So since we opened up our operations in the country, we have been a part of Kopanang Africa Against Xenophobia. We are also a member of KOMSA, the Consortium for Refugee and Migrant Organizations in South Africa. And we've been involved in also in interfaith work. Having a proudly Jewish history, Hayes is involved in interfaith work around the world. So we've done that here in South Africa as well.
It's quite an agenda.
We also had some programming around mental health and psychosocial support. So we work with refugee social services, and they run phenomenal workshops that are based on the Train the Trainer program. And the focus there is specifically on refugee women and youth.
Alana, you once said that justice work isn't about comfort, but about showing up. Can you share a moment recently where showing up changed something for you or for someone else?
It's such an interesting question, and I think there are so many examples, but something that has happened recently was a fantastic day that we had. Hayes was able to coordinate a meeting between refugee and asylum seeker community leaders and refugee-led organizations in Durban, in KZN, together with interfaith leaders from the Durban broader community. And it was just incredible to sit around the table with people from the Muslim faith, the Hindu faith, the Baha'i, the Christian. We had a rabbi from the Durban community here, and to see the engagement with refugee and asylum seeker community leaders. They had never been able to really have a forum like that here in Durban where they could share concerns and issues that their community were facing and really have a say about some of the solutions that they pictured. And from that morning conversation, there were some concrete actions that happened, where a story about a mother who had had an issue with one of her children and needed access to somebody in the police services, we were able to make those connections. So it was wonderful to have that conversation and that engagement, but literally be able to help people through these connections.
With rising anti-Semitism, xenophobia, and economic stress, now as president of the KwaZulu and Natal Jewish Board, how do you see the board adapting? On the one hand, protecting the Jewish community, but on the other hand, still engaging outwardly.
I think both of those are so crucial. And again, they feed off each other in so many ways. So we have to really take a look at our internal community structure and make sure we have a healthy, vibrant community that guarantees a fantastic Jewish way of life for the future generations. And of course, we need to be very engaged on issues around anti-Semitism. But I think it's so crucial as well to be engaging in broader social dialogues and the broader human rights work, because anti-Semitism is a form of racism and discrimination just as much as xenophobia, homophobia. So it's important for our community to have a stake in a lot of those dialogues that are happening around hate speech and hate crime, so that our issues are put on the agenda nationally and locally here in KZN in particular. But also that the broader South African society knows that Jewish South Africans in KZN are proudly South African. We are involved in our communities. We are doing the work to build a better South Africa for all. So it goes hand in hand.